This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I saw a great line today from Neil Irwin, occasional guest on this program, also the chief economic correspondent at Axios, talking about the cryptocurrency exchange that imploded a week or 10 days or so ago. The FTX Omnishambles, Neil called it. And you can't argue, really, given the bankruptcy, the accusations of wrongdoing and the investigations and the ever-escalating amounts owed its creditors. At the very best, FTX is a black eye for the crypto economy, which is saying a lot because crypto was already operating at a pretty significant trust deficit. So, what happens now? Marketplace's Matt Levin has that one.
I know it feels like a million years ago, but remember the whole Terra Luna thing? That was the other big crypto platform that crashed in May. It wiped out about $40 billion along with it. Well, Kyle Hamburger remembers.
It was about a third of my savings at that time, so it was pretty important.
Hamburger, that is his real name, not a pseudonym, is an IT consultant in San Diego. He lost all of that money in a company called Stable Gains, a crypto savings startup which, unbeknownst to him and most of its users, was tied to Terra Luna. The loss shook him up, but it didn't shake him out of crypto.
I trusted the industry at large, yes. I don't know what gave me that sense of trust, probably just the fact that you constantly saw people becoming new millionaires.
Hamburger put $25,000 into another crypto savings platform called Donut. When news broke that FTX was going under, Hamburger immediately withdrew most of his money. He did it just in time. Donut has since suspended withdrawals.
I just don't trust crypto as a whole right now. And it's just, there's so much uncertainty that it's scary to be in this space.
Hamburger's only crypto holdings now are about $100 left over in an account at Coinbase, a crypto exchange where investors can buy and sell different cryptocurrencies. FTX was also a crypto exchange, and that's where Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong would like the comparisons to end.
For the last 10 years, we've been working to make this industry more trusted, and my fear was that people would somehow conflate this with what we're doing.
Armstrong argues that because Coinbase is based in the U.S. and listed on the NASDAQ, the type of fraud Bahamas-based FTX allegedly committed would at the very least be much harder to pull off. He says a lack of clear American regulation, like whether certain cryptocurrencies are securities or commodities, is pushing crypto into places where shady characters can thrive.
I think what we need is thoughtful, clear regulation. And once that clarity emerges in the U.S., I'm hoping we can build this industry in a more trusted and regulated way onshore.
For a technology that's supposed to be trustless, you're now hearing crypto execs like Armstrong talk a lot about rebuilding trust. Ironically, that lack of regulation in the U.S., that may have kept the fallout from FTX from being worse. Lee Reiners teaches fintech law at Duke.
Regulation can confer legitimacy, right? And not only that, but regulation then can make it possible for new connections to form between the crypto economy and the traditional financial system.
Reiners is a longtime crypto skeptic. He says in 5 years with real regulation, he's pretty sure words like Dogecoin and NFT will fade from the vernacular.
Ultimately, for crypto to have value, it needs to provide a new product or service that people think is useful. And I just don't see it happening.
Both crypto skeptics and enthusiasts agree that right now is an inflection point. Either Reiners is right and this will all just fizzle into a small group of Bitcoin true believers who will never trust central banks. Or maybe in 5 years, we'll all be wearing VR headsets, using Ethereum to buy and sell Bored Apes in a Web3-powered metaverse. For his part, Kyle Hamburger hasn't sworn off putting money back into crypto someday.
I mean, I can't say that I won't. Who knows what the future will bring in terms of safety?
But you know the old saying, fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice, and I'm putting my money in an FDIC-insured savings account. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.